All right.
Just trash podcast.
All right. Yep, you guys know what's up. Let's just dive into it. The elephant in the room. So the reason we've been gone for so long is because we lost one of the real ones. One of the dogs.
The dogs.
My Papa Wilson's. My Papa's. He passed away. So that's the reason we've been gone for so long. We're not going to get too into it. And then also, the boy Sean.
Who has been on the cast.
He's been on the cast. You guys heard him for 2 episodes. We had some fun with that, but yeah, he's also gone as well. So that's why it's taking so long, but
here we are.
Here we does it.
And
we got the boy Shy back.
Yep, I'm here.
And we got the Dez.
New person.
Dez.
Hello.
Not new to us, but
say
new
it,
to the cast.
Say it loud.
Hello.
Say it proud.
She's here, if you don't know. Her name's Desiree, which is your boy Shiloh's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Long time. She has 7 years. Or long almost time. 7 years.
Almost.
Y'all are almost technically married. Remember when, I don't know if that's still like a rule. Remember that Californian
My
rule?
My mom says we already are, and so is Shiloh's.
There was like that Californian rule, like.
It's like,
if you're longer than like 6 years, you're technically married or some shit.
I don't know if that's in play anymore.
Like, no.
That might have aged out.
Like myth type thing.
Yeah, that might have aged out a while.
I think
ago.
It's just like a household thing. Like mm-hmm. where like as like mm-hmm. a family, you kind of considered after 6 or 7 years, you're kind of just considered like married at that
oh,
point.
Oh yeah.
But no.
We're back though, dude.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back.
Feels good.
We stay back.
And I'm glad we are back. Feel like we should have been back a long time ago.
Yeah. I wanted to do a little solo thing, a little 15-minute, little brief thing, but I was like,
to fill people in.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, because I know we don't want to get into it too much, but the thing that sucks dick is your father's passing, and then literally 2 weeks later is the boy Sean.
Dude, not
passing.
Even.
So it's like, and I remember
like,
me and you. Remember
a week and a fucking
you,
half. Man.
Remember we were texting the night before the boy Sean's passing was literally the night before we were talking about hopping
and
on the
us
cast.
He hit both up, didn't he? No, yeah, because that was also like a big week. For the cast, dude.
Well, the week when your dad...
No, that was the week
remember,
before.
You were supposed to hop on a cast with
Antoine.
Was that
Antoine,
and
Sean,
then Ruben.
Antoine was supposed to come back.
And then
I had Ruben. I had
and
you.
Then there's me. So you had Sean, me, in the same week.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were, the next day, you're going to have Antoine. And the day after that, you're going to have Ruben. So it's going to be literally 4 days straight of podcast.
Dude, it was supposed to be like the dopest week of the
of
cast.
Of the cast, yeah.
Of the cast. And it just...
It didn't fall through.
Went to
I
shit.
I mean, during... I mean... All things considered,
the great wall fell.
Yeah. So things have been interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, work's been good for me. I mean, that first 2 weeks of work. You know what's funny is that the Sean's passing. I mean, I thought the Jamie one hit me hard until hearing Sean's, and I think it was because I heard it right before work.
Mm-hmm.
That one kind of fucked
not
me up.
Not only that, we saw him that weekend.
Yeah.
We saw
yeah,
him
dude,
that Sunday.
Not 3 days before that.
And
we were
he,
all chilling.
Yeah.
And he texted me 2 nights before talking about, hey, buddy. And I didn't reply. I was awake.
Mm-hmm.
It was at 12 o'clock at night. But I had work at 7:30.
Yeah.
And I didn't reply, not because I had work the next day or it was late.
Yeah.
But just because, well, it was late and I really didn't feel like getting in a conversation. And plus, I didn't know where he was at. I didn't know if he was drunk or... It, like in my mind,
yeah, and it's like you think he's just trying to chill, probably. And
yeah.
You're like, man, it's kind of late, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna, you know.
And looking back, it kind of hurts.
Well, yeah, but
that's one of those things where like you can't put blame on yourself
because you didn't mean bad.
No,
you weren't like, oh fuck this dude. You're like, I'm kind of just chilling right now. I probably shouldn't hit him back, or else it might turn into something.
Yeah, and I got work tomorrow. I need to be responsible. Let's not. You know?
Yeah, yeah. No.
Because if we get to talking, I already know. Like, if he's like slide, I might be like. Bet. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, the craziest thing to me, man, was just, like, I talked to him, like, the day before. I saw him the day before that. And, you know, like, before all this stuff with my dad, I was supposed to move in with him. And the day before we had talked, he called me because we were, dude, for, like, the past month and a half, we were trying to figure out what to do with the apartment because we were supposed to move in together. And we were trying to figure out how to put my name on the lease. And then they said I had to apply. But I had to do it online. So when I went to apply online, the only thing you can apply for is like new open spaces that they have. So it doesn't make any sense. You know,
so like, how
it's like, why am I going to put in an application online when I have to apply for a whole new apartment? I'm just trying to put in it, you know
what
I mean?
To help my boy out to live
with
him.
Yeah, just so I can get on the lease and help him out for the next few months.
Yeah, so it's kind of contradiction and it's fucked. It's a flawed system.
So he finally, like, bitched at him and talked to him. And he's like, dude, it's all good as long as you can help me for the next fucking 2 months of rent.
Was that his lease? He had 2 months left on his lease?
Yeah.
Okay, and then that was it.
And, dude, the whole plan was after that he could just come move in.
I'm glad you said that because the first time... That's what I figured. Mm-hmm. But the first time you told me, right? Because I remember the first time you're like, I told him I'd even help him on his rent. But that's all you had said. And I was thinking in my mind, well, if it was me and I heard that, I would have been like, no fucking way. Because I'm not going to have my boy help me out with rent who's not staying with me. But now that I know that it was... I mean, not that it was like only 2 months, but that
dude, I just didn't want to leave him hanging. And honestly, I was like... Like, dude, I was, like, in like, a big way, dude. We were almost, like, each other's rocks.
But you kind of, I think you know what I'm trying to say is because we're all kind of cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
As it would be said.
Oh, no,
is that
yeah.
We all kind of have that personality.
No, and I can tell, you know, it was hard for him to ask me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, dude, I didn't want to leave him hanging.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, crazy, man, because the conversation we had, like, it was fine, dude. It was nice. It was genuine. And I knew he had been depressed because of his breakup and shit like that. But, like, I just didn't really know how bad it was. Like, you know, because we were talking. Like, I showed you the text and shit, man. You know,
I saw him.
We don't have to get too deep into it. But, like, I thought he was going to be all right. I thought we were going to be okay.
Well, plus he was just, like, the way I've told everybody, even my dad or my parents and my sister, Desiree, is that, I mean, he in his life had been through a lot of shit.
Oh,
and
dude,
so, yeah. Like, and so he was naturally immensely strong, dude. So, you know,
he was crazy too, man. He was a wild card.
Yeah, definitely a wild card. But he was a strong dude. So, it was surprising to me to hear, you know, how it happened.
Yeah, it sucks, man. It sucks.
But should I get into my?
Yeah, dude, open it up. I gotta pee real quick.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll kind of. Get into what I had.
Dez, talk to me. Talk to the people, Dez. Talk to the people.
Anything you want to say?
Maybe
about Sean. Maybe like the last moment you had, because I know you were saying like it kind of hurts you because.
Well,
the weekend before, remember, we were just seeing him last weekend, and you talked to him a little bit more.
Yeah, no, I've talked to him personally. We were. I think it was me, Seth, and Sean. We were all in Seth's room, his new room, due to his father's passing.
And if y'all don't know, Seth is Sky's younger brother, just to put it out there, but continue.
And I don't know where the hell you and Sky were at, but I was talking to Sean for a reason, because, like, he used to constantly hit us up around 2 in the morning. I thought that was, like, kind of strange, because he would call me and not you. So... I hit him up on that, and I asked him, you know, like, what's going on, what's wrong, why are you up, you know? And he'd tell me things like, you know, about his last relationship and stuff, and I tried to make him, well, I tried to make him feel strong about it, tell him, you know, you'll get over it in time, it's going to take time, and then he'd talk about Jamie, and I'd tell him, you know, I'm similar to what you, Sky, and Seth are going through, you know, I lost a brother in the past, so... When I was telling that, you know, I thought he was going to be okay because he told me, you know, he's going to get better. And I told him, I hope he does get better. And then 3 days later, we had to hear that. Well, it was that night, I could not sleep. I was having, like, bad anxiety.
That was a weird thing. Yeah, that was a weird thing. For y'all that don't know, is I personally have anxiety, but it kind of goes on and off and, like, but whatever, Desiree herself really doesn't have anxiety or anything of that sort. So it was really strange the night before Sean's passing. She couldn't sleep that night.
I couldn't sleep because I felt like if I fall asleep, I'm going to die in my sleep. And for anyone that doesn't know, I'm scared to die. That's like my weakest thing is that I'm scared to die because...
It's unknown.
Yes. So that was like the main reason I couldn't sleep. And then even that... I was, like, watching something scary, and I love horror movies and stuff, but, like, something just, like, flipped my shit. So I was, like,
to put you in that, like, nervous
mode. I was,
like,
I don't want to sleep. Like, I'm starting to see shit and a bunch of other things. So, like, I couldn't sleep. I ended up staying up till 10 in the morning, and it was already, like, 12 midnight. I almost did, you know, half a day. And then Shiloh, he goes to work around, like, 7, 15.
750. That's like when I that's when I first heard the news, and I texted you like fairly right after.
And when I got that message, I broke down. I thought it was like so sad because we all thought he was gonna be okay. So.
And another weird thing too was Sky had hit me up that night texting me. And also we were talking about getting on the cast the next that next day because he texted me the day or the night before. He was also telling me how like he was kind of just tripping off of like life and death and like how like we're here for a short period of time. So it kind of all just aligned into like this one big like weird coincidence of a thing or however you want to look at it. To me, it was just real trippy and it made me feel really weird because I mean I already trip on life and death or I used to.
Like the other thing I was saying too, man. I was trying to talk about like how we need to talk more. Like, you know,
that was part of the conversation.
Like,
the text.
We need to fucking be closer. And
but
shit
that's what
like
you were
that.
Saying because I remember you saying you're like I'm tripping off life and death, and you're like my dad's passing kind of made me realize how we're here for a short period of time.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, we need to like fucking make sure we got each other while we're here, like as much as we can. And dude,
as boys too, you remember you saying that you're like as boys, like
as boys, I feel like we got to do that.
And it's crazy because you and Sean were like kind of like on the.
Dude, we were talking like every day. I'd fucking see him every other day. Like, dude, no matter what. Like, if he was working, bro, and he had break, he'd come over. Like, you know what I mean? Like, didn't matter. We were always fucking chilling, bro.
He was in your video.
He's in my fucking music video. He was supposed to be my hype man. We'd rap together. We'd freestyle, dude. We did all kinds of shit together, bro.
Yeah, and it's insane.
It was a big fucking double whammy for sure.
I don't think at this point in time. For the cast, I feel like it's not respectful to say how he passed.
No. Yeah. No, we'll keep that.
But just know that it's definitely not one of the ways you want to go out.
No, it was rough. And it was suicide. We didn't know how bad his depression really was, but...
It just goes to show you that it's real.
Yeah.
You know, that it's a thing. That it affects people. And
yeah.
That death affects other people. So if you have those thoughts, please don't. You know, take that in consideration.
There's a hotline for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, the Instagram page is up now. So, it's at, bring it up. I know one of you guys is following it.
The suicide hotline, or?
No, the Instagram page.
For
the cast.
Oh, for the cast.
Yep.
Yes. It's just trash cast. It's
we're on
no spaces, no nothing. Just trash cast.
Just trash cast on Instagram.
So, I guess two T's, so J-U-S-T-T, so it's not like just trash where it's one T.
See, I did that at first and I didn't like that.
I don't like it. Yeah, I like the way you did it, where it's just
trash. It's just trash cast, just trashed, say it.
Just trash cast.
All one word on Instagram. DM us, you know, we can talk about some things, we'll bring it up in an episode or whatever, you know?
Yeah, maybe... Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be. See, now that's why I made the page finally, because I was like, dude, now we can have something for somebody to follow and
interact.
Yeah,
for sure,
definitely.
A face to the brand,
mm-hmm.
at least.
Mm-hmm.
But to kind of go into, because I want to go into my my
dude,
dreams.
Yeah.
I had these all last night, and I mean, I have trippy dreams here and there, but last night was just a shit show of like weirdness, like because I came home from work first day of. Football. Usually I take a nap when I get home, but it was the first day of football. When I got home, it was football time. It was the Chiefs versus the Texans.
Yeah.
So I stayed up a little bit till like 8 or 9, and I was like, all right, I'm going to take a little nap for like an hour or two. And I'm probably stay up late, because I always stay up late anyway, so I'm like,
fuck
it. Go for it. But yeah, so I take a little nap, but in my nap, I have these weird dreams, and how my dream, the weirdness of it is, and how it starts is, I mean, for you guys that don't know, but I'll kind of break down in detail in ways you can understand, is basically me and Sky, for whatever reason, are in the block, and we're walking up to his house, or his dad's house, which he now lives at, and fucking me and him see his brother, his younger brother, Seth, and we start bullshitting with him, and we start, you know, talking shit, because, you know, that's how family does,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, Seth's like, he says something like, fuck you, I'll take you on, like, fuck you, I'll take you on, or something, right, and then Sky... He looks like kind of like past me, like behind me or over my shoulder, and he has this look on his face of like just confusion, and he goes, what the fuck? And so, I mean, obviously I look over my shoulder and it's Seth, and I'm like,
what the fuck? So it's like, there's two Seths here and we're tripping. But then we see, like, family members of Skyside come by and they're all dressed in, like, duplicates of Seth. So it's like,
it's the craziest part.
And it's weird because it's like everyone's like,
why?
Yeah, and it feels so, and I was like, why? I was tripping out because I was like in dreams, you know, like I said, it's like it feels so real. So at the time I was just flipping out. I'm like, is this a joke? I'm like,
is it because he dresses so bad?
I don't know. I don't know, but it felt weird because it was like, why? And it was just so random because it was like as if me and you were chilling, right? Coming from like somewhere. Yeah. And then we just pulled up and then it just started happening. So I was like,
grab a sixer.
It was, yeah, so it was like, this is a weird, right? And so we come inside. Yeah, I look behind me, and someone else comes in that's dressed up as Seth that I haven't seen yet. And, like, as they get closer, I notice that it's Sean, just with a really good, you know, fucking Seth, you know, costume or something. And I'm, like, losing my shit, and I'm, like, shaking. And he's like, what's up, buddy? And I'm like, you're fucking dead. And I'm getting ready to break down. And he's like, no, we're good. And I'm like, no, you're fucking dead. And he's like, ah, whatever, something, right? And then he's like, you're next, or something. You're next to go, motherfucker. And I'm like, what? And I was, like, taking it seriously, so I'm, like, freaking out. And he's, like, smiling. Like, the way he, like, I could tell he was fucking with me, but I wasn't sure at the same time. But, like, it felt like he was fucking with me, because he's, like, smiling real big. And he's, like, fucking with me. And I'm like, no, motherfucker. I was like, you need to make someone else next, and not me. And he's like, ah, whatever, something, right? And I come to. And I'm still not awake, but I come to. It was, like, a dream inside of a dream, like, where I come to, right? And I'm at this table. And it's me, you, Desiree, and then for y'all, and Antoine, and then for y'all, I don't know if y'all know, but Antoine's girlfriend, and it feels like we're at their house, and I feel like as if, though, I had just taken a bong hit or something, like, I felt like as though, like, I took a bong hit or something, and I just went out of it, and I'm freaking out, and everybody can kind of tell, they're like, are you good, and I'm like, and I tell Antoine, I'm like, come with me outside, and he's like, okay, and so I tell him, like, hey, did I take a hit of weed or something? He's like, yeah, he's like, you took a couple hits off of the joint or something. And I'm like, but I didn't take a bong hit. He's like, no. I was like, did I take any drugs? He's like, no. He's like, I wouldn't let you. What the fuck? He's like, no, how you are. And then I was like, okay. And I kind of break down to him what had kind of happened. He's like, no, you're kind of high. You're tripping. Let's go inside. And everything feels real, right?
Yeah.
And the way that things are breaking down, like the way Antoine reacted, how y'all reacted, it just felt like really natural.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like, okay, I'm just fucking, we've been drinking all night. I got too high. Whatever, mm-hmm. You know, and so we go inside and we start bullshitting, and the next thing I know, it kind of like blacks out again, and I wake up and I'm kind of in my parents' house, and it's my dad and my mom on the couches, and I'm in my parents now, and my dad's kind of like, are you good? And like, I break it down to him again, like, hey, I'm either like, either I'm fucking on something or I'm in hell, mm-hmm. You know, because I'm like, I kind of break it down to him too, and he's like, because he knows I have anxiety and shit or something. He's like, just like, we need to chill out. So me and him just start bullshitting. We start talking about aquatic life and, like, life in the ocean. Like, some weird shit, right? Like, some... Like, we start talking about, like, how, like, as humans, we need to be more, like, clean and, like, respect the animals of the ocean. And that's when I finally wake up. Like, actually wake up, right?
Yeah.
And this is when I, like, wake up Desiree. Or, no, Desiree's awake. But I tell her, like, I'm like, hey, I'm awake now. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, let me... And this is when I tell Desiree all this, right?
What happened, Desiree?
Say it loud. I had, like, no words. I was just, like, laying there, and I was like, dude, I'm tired as shit. Like, but when he told me that Sean thing, I was like, this is not going to be the last one. Like, I've had several. Like, this is not it. Like, he's going to keep visiting you in your dreams and stuff.
Yeah.
So, but, I don't know, that thing with the Seth, like, the clones and stuff.
The Seth thing is weird, yeah.
That is weird. That's what fucked
me
up.
That's the weirdest part for me, I think.
That, I don't know where that came from, but also the Sean part. Like, him, like, just showing up and then me freaking out and him being like, it's good, but then being like, you're the next to go.
Honestly, I mean, I'm not, like, spiritual, really, or nothing like that, but I think, like, dude, if there was a way for him to, like, you gotta think, dude, if he was gonna stick around for a bit in some type of way, he would fuck with us.
He would.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, especially just because of the way, like, your guys' relationship was in the end, he would totally fuck with you like that, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it also, it makes sense, too, because he gets us talking about it. I think, yeah. Like, because it's one of those things, right, like, to where, like, if it was a spiritual connection, right?
Dude, you know, he's probably watching this right now, like, ha, sick.
Because me and you both really,
don't believe in God or the afterlife. Not really.
I kind of believe in an afterlife. I don't believe in God.
The God part, yeah, is what gets me. The God part is what gets
me. I believe, like, there's some type of energy type thing, dude, because I think ghosts and shit like that's real.
But let's say there is an afterlife.
Annabelle is missing right now as we speak.
But if there was an afterlife or something, you're dead on, right? That
you know that, right, dude?
Because, and if so, it's smart as fuck, too, because my thing is, like...
Annabelle is missing, bro.
No.
That was fake.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a lie.
Dude, I was just like, dude, I straight up, dude, for like a, because just because of all the shitty shit that's been happening.
Oh, it's so believable.
Dude, for like, two days, I was like, she's going to show up. I was like, I'm going to wake up at 3 a.m. in a cold sweat. She's going to be sitting on the dresser. And then like, I'm going to call you and you're going to be like, yeah, you're fucking stupid. You bought this. I'm going to be like, no, I didn't.
You all just showed up here.
Be like, watch, dude, we're going to burn it. Stay the night tomorrow. We're going to wake up. It's going to be there again. And then we do that, dude. And I bet you'd wake up and be like, dude, you fucking bought more than one. I know how you do this. No.
You're a mind fucker.
I know how you like to play.
But I know what you're saying, though. Like, if Sean was to...
That would be the way. He'd fuck with you.
Yeah.
For sure.
And also, it's one of those things, too, where it's like, it's one of those things, too, where it's like, it kind of feels like he would fuck with me like that, too, because he knows, like, I'd be the type of person to talk about it,
mm-hmm.
to bring it up.
He'd be like, dude, I'm totally gonna fuck with Shiloh.
He's all Shiloh's gonna bring this up.
He's all Shiloh's gonna fucking be, he's Shiloh's gonna trip, dude.
So, that's one of those questions, too, dude, was like, was it just a dream? Because also, just to kind of throw this in there, because I already kind of told you guys, but, like, for the cast, later that, because, like, I was kind of up for a little bit, this dream kind of fucked me up, so I went to go take a shower. I was kind of up till like 2 a.m, then I crashed out, right? But then around like, I know this because I checked my clock.
Did you whack it?
In the shower? No, I was kind of just...
Yo, I can't.
No, I couldn't,
dude. It was too much.
It was, yeah.
He's probably in the fetal position.
No, I was sitting down in the shower and I was just letting the water kind of like hit me in my face. And
I haven't done that in years.
I do it all the time, especially if I'm hungover.
Is it great?
It's great, dude.
It's probably better than a bath, huh?
Yeah, because you're not sitting in your own filth, and at the same time, the water's hitting you. And if you don't want the water to hit you, you kind of just lean back. Or, like, maybe, like, if you really want to, you can stand up and move the nozzle or whatever.
That's phenomenal.
No, yeah, it's pretty chill. It's luxury, for real. So I do it quite often, to be real. Like, more often times than not.
Anyway.
But that's what I did. But later that night, I also had a, like, a slip.
We just straight. Based on my paranormal stuff, and then boom. Yeah, dude, guess what I do in the shower?
This is how I take showers, dude.
Yeah, for the fucking nuts.
Yo, dude, this is how I nut in the shower.
But,
don't ever pull a scar.
Yeah, later that night, fucking dude, I had this, like, weird little sleep paralysis thing. You know what's weird is, like, most people only get it once.
I've never had it.
Some people
I had it once, actually.
It's crazy, right?
Dude, did I tell you about the time that I had it? I think I have. I've definitely told you before. But you stayed the night. It was me and you, right? You stayed the night. And I remember Maddie was mad at me. But I remember you stayed the night and shit. It was when I lived down in the basement. And I remember, you know, remember when I had that little badass pallet made out, like, for whenever just friends came over?
Well, it was comfy as shit. You made it for me.
Yeah.
And then remember I was like, this is comfy as shit. And remember, for whatever, I don't know why, but you and Maddie, for some reason, went down there. Because I don't know why y'all wanted to, like, see if I was bullshitting or something. Because I remember you were telling me, like, how you and Maddie went down there. And you're like, he wasn't bullshitting. This is comfy. And then y'all ended up passing out down there, even though you had a bed.
Yeah,
like, but this was after I left. I remember you and Maddie both told me, like, because I came back the next week. And you both were like, yeah, dude, like, that spot is comfy.
But, no, dude, anyway. The only time I've ever had, like, sleep paralysis type shit in a dream. Dude, like, you slept over, right? And then, like, well, in the dream, dude, I just remember waking up to hearing, like, pounding. Because, you know, in the basement, you can hear people walking in the kitchen, like, and through the house. And it's loud.
I'm going to pause you just for a second. It's weird. In sleep paralysis, there's always some weird noise that fucks you up. And I'll get to mine after yours, but there's always some weird noise. And I noticed this, because I've had it many times, and that's what fucks me up, right? Because most people don't have it all, or have only had it once. Dude, I've had it so many times in my life, to where it's like, it's not that big of a deal. I'm like, it's just a dream, whatever, right? But it's weird, because, like, if you have it again, pay attention, because I'm telling you, if you have it again, there's some weird noise that fucks you up.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
No, dude, I just remember, like, I could, like, fucking, I couldn't really move, dude, but I could, like, kind of move my neck. I could move my neck. I could look around with my head. But, dude, I just heard the stomping coming from, like, the fucking end of the house up closer, closer, closer. And, dude, like, I remember, like, Maddie was there laying down, and then you were laying down, too, man, like, where you were actually sleeping.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, you, but Maddie was there, too. And so, dude, like, the stomping is happening, and then the door fucking, instead of the door just opening all creakily like it happens, it opens and it creaks, and then, like, the fucking door just launches to the bottom of the stairs, just like, bow, like somebody kicked the fuck open.
And it just went down the fucking
thing. And then there's stomps like, boo, 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 and it's, like, halfway, dude, and I could see a shadow. But, dude, it was like Babadook status. It was like, like creaking. Like,
freak
it,
you the
it
fuck
It was
out.
Like, it was straight Babadook noise.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It was straight. I can't remember.
But you're sleeping, and but you, it feels
no,
so real,
no,
right?
No, dude, and
it
so, like, so at real. That moment, like, after the fucking door smashes and I'm hearing the noises, dude, I'm trying to scream. But I can't.
Yeah, this is sleep paralysis. For
I
sure.
can't.
This is sleep paralysis.
I can't.
To
dude,
it.
I have no me. Voice. I have no breath. I'm just laying there like.
But
you're. I'm just there like. That dude and fucking Maddie's right here. You're right there. I can't wake her up. I can't wake you up. I'm just like. Ah.
You're paralyzed.
And dude,
much.
Remember I fucking. You remember this. That morning I fucking woke up, dude. Scared as shit because. It got to the point to where, like, I'm trying to scream and I can't, and the Babadook's just coming down the stairs, stomping, dude, and then I see it's flit, and I wake up, and, dude, I woke up like, oh, what the fuck, dude, and I called Maddie, and I was like, are you okay? And I was like, you gotta come over today. Oh, my God, and I hung up the phone, and I was like, bro, I just had the worst fucking dream ever, dude. And you're like,
I remember
what?
You broke it down to me. And,
dude.
And you know what's funny is I had at that time, I've already had it a couple times. So
yeah,
I knew
first,
what it was.
That's my first and only one.
No, you know what's funny is, like, for people who have never had it, like, if you were, like, so say if you had it,
but
right?
But, dude, it's, like, exactly like a scary movie. Like, you try to scream and you're silent.
I think I just
you try
had
to scream
first...
and it's, like, a cold just burn.
But it's weird when you wake up, because when you wake up, you're, like, relieved. You're, like.
No, you're
like,
finally breathing.
Well, dude, do you remember when I came out of it? I was like, ah!
Like, that's how it is.
I woke up like, ah!
That's how it is, dude.
Yeah,
it's
I've never had that.
It's insane, dude.
Never had that.
Like, I think I had, what was mine, like, last week? Dude.
Oh, talk about it here. Bring it.
It was some weird, I fell asleep, and I don't know why. Me and Shelby, we were sharing the bed, because whenever I go to, like, Melanie's house, Shiloh's mom, I usually sleep with Shelby, which is his little sister.
Was it at my parents? Was it there?
No, it happened at my mom's. And and what happened, like, I don't know, me and Shelby were, like, sharing the bed and sleep, but, like, we were facing each other. And we're like, okay, good night, you know? And she had, like, I've never seen Shelby feel like, this bitch has gone in, like, 8 fights. Grown, mm-hmm. You know? And, like, dude, the fear in her eyes, she's like, there's someone behind you.
What the
fuck? And I was like...
Wait, hold on, run it back. Run it back, Turbo. I need you to run it back. Like,
okay,
run back, Turbo.
This is a dream that I'm having.
Okay, this
I'm
is
in,
a
like,
dream.
Shelby's room or some hold shit.
On. This is inside the sleep
paralysis. Yeah, to be honest, I don't know what room, but I'm pretty sure I'm in Shelby's room on her bed. But,
like
Sadie wasn't there.
From what you told
me, and
me
and her
you
are, like,
sleeping
laying
together.
Like this. Yes, all I'm right. Laying like this and say, your face is facing me.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, good night, whatever, and we're about to fall asleep. And then she's like...
You're facing, like, the hallway and the door. And shit.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And, like... She's like, there's someone behind you.
No, you'd be facing the wall.
Okay, but still, yes,
and
whatever.
Shelby's facing the her.
Yeah, no,
closet.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah, I was facing the
Shelby's
wall.
Shelby's facing the closet.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like, there's someone behind you. And I was like, you're full of shit. And, like, dude, tears started going down her eyes, like, in fear. And I feel something like sitting on me, dude. And I just wrapped my arm around Shelby. I'm like, dude, I'm good. I'm fine. And this motherfucker grabbed my arm. And, like, I just hear heavy breathing. And Shelby's still scared. She sees what this fool looks like. He's, like, literally sitting on, like, okay, I'm laying on my right, no, my left side. So, he's sitting on my right shoulder, my whole arm, and, like, basically, like, where, like, you know, my hips are. He's, like, literally sitting on it. I'm going to say it's a he. And, dude, I got so scared. I woke up, and I knew I was awake.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to call Shiloh. I'm like... Like, I couldn't say his name.
Yeah.
And, like, dude, it was so hard to move my right arm. Because, like, now I'm facing the freaking ceiling. And I'm like, dude, something's going to be, like, come crawl up my body or something. And, like, my arms are so stiff, like, they were, like, solid weight. And I was, like, and, like, as soon as I was able to move my right arm, I smacked Shiloh, because, like, he was laying, like, facing the ceiling as well. And, like, I smacked him, I was, like, hey, 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 and I start smacking him, and then he got up, and I was, like, you need to get up right now. I just had a freaking nightmare. Like, you need to get up right now.
I remember this night. I remember the night that she was, like, she's, like, hey,
And that shit scared the fuck out of me.
And it's weird. It's weird too. Like, it's weird too. Like, you have like a loved one or something, and it happens because your immediate reaction is like, "Hey, hold me," or something like that, right? Because like your mind is, you're like, this is just traumatic. I remember the first time I had it too. The first time I ever had it.
Yeah.
I wasn't alone, but I was alone on my bed, and I wasn't with anyone at this time. Like I said, I've had this since an early age.
You've had it for a while.
And it's weird. It's weird, dude. I'm telling you, it's crazy because most people have it only once, and I've had it so many times. And the first time I had it, I remember I was on the bunk bed in the garage of my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
And remember how they used to have that little bed in there?
Yeah.
I remember my mom and dad were sleeping in there, right? Or no, they weren't even sleeping. My mom was sleeping. It was still fairly early. I think I got back from school, took a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it happened, and it was weird because like I had this like weird, like, the first time it happened, it's like still a little hazy, but I remember there being like this weird screechy noise, and I felt like I was being abducted by an alien, and then I woke up and I was like flipping out, and I got up and
yeah,
I did the same thing, took a shower. I didn't sit down in the shower, but this time I took a shower. It's weird for me. I'm just like, I need to wake up, and something about showers wake me up.
Oh dude, showers
and it kind of soothed me. So even from the first time, like, it was crazy. But this time right here, right? So same night as, like, the Sean bullshit, right? The same weird dream. The same night I had the sleep paralysis, right? This one's a little weirder. Because, like, I'm thinking in my mind, right? Like, I don't know why in this dream I'm thinking, like, if I was to die, I'd probably go to heaven. And I think this is weird, right? Because, like, most times in sleep paralysis, dude, you're kind of aware of your, like, surroundings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was aware that I was, like, next to you, sleeping in our bed. And I just remember thinking, like, if I was to die, I think I'd go to sleep. I think I'd go to heaven.
I gotta stop you right there. Not to fucking cut you off.
We'll get back. I ain't
sure. No. We'll come back. But, dude, literally because you bring it up like that, dude, there's been this dude at the job site that I've been working at work, right? And, like, he digs me for some reason. It's like, dude, you're so young, and you're in your trade, and you just work hard. He's like, I see you working. You work hard. He's like, your generation scares me, but it's cool to see kids like you working hard and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not...
It's always a good feeling.
Yeah, but dude, but like, he gets, like, in depth. Like, he likes to talk to me about, like, politics, what my views are. Like, he just wants to, like, know what the fuck our generation is up to. Like, the cool side of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the good side.
Yeah, what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I was talking to him, man. He's, like, he's a hardcore kind of, like, Christian dude. But he was talking to me, like, about that. About, like, the sleep paralysis shit. And he calls it... It's, like, some type of demon type shit or whatever. And then he's like, what do most people do in that moment? I'm like, I don't fucking know. They're like, oh, they pray to God. And, you know, God answers them, shit like that. You know, I don't really believe all that.
Well, it's weird because some people believe, right, in a religious stance.
Well, see, and it gets to the points where people always ask, like, has God answered your prayers?
But something is this, right? Some people believe that, because there's a whole documentary on sleep paralysis. It used to be on Netflix. I don't know if it is anymore. I doubt it.
But see, that's like one of those hardest things to talk about, these people too. Like, it's a scientific thing. My bad, not to cut you off.
No, but there was a documentary on it, and it's weird because some people believe that it is an actual sleep paralysis demon.
But what made me think of it is how, like, you were thinking about, like, if I would die, I'd probably go to heaven. So in that moment, it was kind of like how, like, he told me, like, how most people in that moment think about God and shit like that. I mean, of course, you think you're going to fucking die. You're going to think about it.
But it's weird because
you don't know.
But it's weird because most of my experiences with sleep paralysis, I don't. I've had one before, right, in my room at my parents' house where I had it before. And Desiree was laying next to me, but she was facing the other way. And I remember I knew the whole layout of the house. Like, I woke up, and what I did was I stood over, and I kind of, like, put my feet over the side of the bed. And I got up, and something had happened, right? And I just remember I had a sleep paralysis moment, and I woke up, and I was like, that was fucking crazy. But this one's weird. Because I was thinking that, right? I was thinking, I don't know why I was thinking it, but I was thinking, like, if I was to die, I'd probably go to heaven. I was like, I'm a good dude. And then I remember, like, I don't remember feeling anything, but I just remember behind me, I heard a demonic voice, and I'm going to try to do it the best I can. It will not match what happened, but it's the best I can do. Is, like, I just heard a demonic voice say, hell no.
But, like, it was the most terrifying thing. Because it was, like, I was just thinking, like, if I was to die, I would go to heaven. And I just hear this demonic voice tell me behind me. In the back of my neck, it just felt like it was told me.
Like, they tangled up like to just, the ear and shit.
Tell me, hell no.
Like, they licked from back here to up to your ear. Like, just the tell word. Me, the like, word just
but
licked
But as soon it. As I had that thought of, like, if I was to die, I'd probably go to heaven. And just, hell no. And then, you know what's weird about this sleep paralysis too thing? Is, like, for the most part, you're trying so hard to wake up, right? Honestly, I was too. Like, it was hard for me to wake up. But honestly, it was one of the most fastest ones I had. Like, it really didn't take that long for me to be like, okay, I need to wake up. And then I woke up.
Let me ask you.
And this is the same night with the Sean fucking dream too. So that fucked me up too. So I was like, damn, dude, within the matter of like...
a bad fucking night.
It was a bad night of just like sleeping. Like, honestly, it was weird. It fucked me up. I was like, god damn, dude, do I even want to sleep anymore? I did, because I took a nap today when I got off work.
Dude, think about this. Do you think anxiety could have something to do with it? Because I know you have anxiety a lot more than I do, but maybe, I have it on a little bit of a lower scale.
Maybe, but my anxiety, the way I see it is, it kind of comes and goes. It's weird like this, dude. Like,
it does. Anxiety, it comes, that's the fucked up thing about it.
It comes and goes. Like,
you don't ever, and you never know when it's going to come.
Dude, there's 1 month where, like, literally, I'll just have it all the time for a whole month. And then, like, the rest of the year, I'll be solid. But it always comes back around. It's weird. It's not, and it's not during the, it kind of, I've kind of noticed, it kind of comes around. It is weird because I love winter, right? I'm a winter baby.
We should sync up our cycles, dude.
We need to talk about it more, or like try to figure it out, because, dude, I'll tell you, I'm a winter baby. I was born in January. That's the heart of Febs. That's the heart of winter for us here. December, January, a little bit of February.
February is still like,
yeah, weird. It's cold as fuck, yeah.
Win.
But I'm a winter.
It's rainy.
But you know me. Shut up. But you know me. But you
Desiree.
Know.
Desiree.
No, I'm saying it is cold. That's when it rains.
It's still cold.
But you know me too. I love the winter weather. I love the winter weather, dude. Honestly, like, you know when it's like best. You know when it's cloudy and it's raining and people are like, oh,
hug a blanket. You know, start
people,
a fire.
You know what's like that outside when it's rainy and it's dark and cloudy. People are like, oh, it's shit weather.
I like walking outside in that shit,
dude. For me,
they're take a walk in the rain. Dude, for just me, wear a windbreaker.
For me, it's beautiful. Like, I'd rather have it raining and dark and cloudy than be all sunny and fucking cloudy.
Dude. I forgot who I was talking about. That's
why I'm thinking of like moving to Seattle one day.
But
I think I love Seattle.
Before we get to Seattle, but what I'm getting at is what I've noticed, right? Is though I love the winter and I'm born in it, right? My anxiety usually kicks up in the colder weather.
Really?
It's weird. Yeah. My anxiety usually kicks up about this time. So, like, let's say October. Like, I bet you anything, right? Like, if I had, like, based off my pattern of anxiety.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a psychological
thing. I know you don't like being cold.
I do.
But you used to not.
No, but now I do.
Dude.
So, it's
weird. That one day at my I never seen you so bad as that one day at my baseball game. When we let you hang out in the dugout and everything like that, dude, he had a hardcore anxiety attack. And you were probably like, you just,
well, another thing that fucked
you were like
me up too,
maybe
right?
10 and a half.
Another thing,
dude,
that fucked me, it, all right, for one, it was really goddamn cold.
It was cold.
And also, it's warm to you.
You were in shorts because, and a t-shirt, and I was also playing.
Yeah. So
and I had like sports shit on.
But you're also running. Like, you're, like, when you hit a bat and you're sprinting for that. Or like,
and you were just sitting there.
I'm just sitting there. The whole game.
I remember I gave you some, but
well,
it wasn't
enough.
What
made you have anxiety? You thought...
Well, no, it was just anxiety on top of being cold. And then, dude, no, like, I remember coming back to the dugout, like, getting my shit to go up to bat. And I was, like, confident as fuck. And I'd be like, yeah, dude. And you'd be like, dude, I think I'm going to die.
All right,
look at
this. Oh, my gosh. No.
That really is...
No, but, like, this was early on. So, like, this is, like... The first time he's ever, it was kind of, dude, I think that was, like, the first time you ever really freaked out that hard.
I've had it before that, but I
really?
Feel like this
like, it was bad, dude.
I've kind of always
like,
had it.
Like, even after that, like, we'd get warm, and you'd be like, dude,
I think I've always had it, I just always kept it to myself.
And you gotta express that shit, brother.
At some points, and I feel like that was one. I think that was one of my first points of expressing it to you.
I think with living with us, too, with my mom, when she talked to you, that helped a lot.
Your mom definitely helped me out a lot because, dude, you know what's crazy is, well, for one, like, right, having anxiety, like, you overthink things and you are a rational thinker and you kind of just, you worry for the worst, right? Like, your mind is already on the worst thing that could possibly happen imaginable and you're stuck on that thought, right? And on top of that, like, if people around you
don't understand that and don't try to, like if they don't help the cause, it just makes it worse.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, say for, like, my mom, right? My mom kind of just looked at me as, like,
what the fuck is wrong?
What is... She was caring, and she would try to help me out, but there was a point where she just...
Being patient.
She couldn't keep going, but it was because I was also consistent, but also being a kid and not knowing what the fuck I was going through, because, like, I didn't know what I was going through. I didn't know why I was feeling the way I was feeling, and she didn't know what I was going through, and she didn't know what I was feeling.
Yeah.
But your mom kind of had an idea of what it was and what I was feeling. She's hardcore anxiety. So she was kind of like the beacon of help.
Yeah, no, because she had, like, that kind of shit when she was young.
But my mom never did.
Yeah.
And yet here her son
dude
never, you know, has, and she never has, and it's just weird.
My first anxiety attack, do you remember like when we were hanging out at when we were living with Jack and shit?
Yeah.
Like, I would tell you all the time, like, back then, even when I was like fucking 10 years old or 11 years old, I was like, this shit sucks. Like,
no, because then you were tight like that, because I'd tell you shit with my parents. We were just always
We were always like day one real with the shit. I was always like, man, shit sucks. I remember like walking in to go talk to my mom one day just about something, and I was just gonna try to talk to her about how unhappy I was. I remember I wrote it down on a piece of paper, I crumbled it up, I threw it away, then I went to go talk to her about it, dude, and I just fucking broke down. She's like, what's wrong? And I just ran to my room. And I think that was, like, my first, like...
Of, like, feeling, like, these emotions that you don't understand why mm-hmm. you're feeling them, but you're feeling them, and you don't know how to express them. And that's another thing, too, is, like, if you don't have the right supporting cast, you feel crazy. Mm-hmm. And so it makes you feel more down on yourself because you're like, I'm...
Like, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with what we've come from, dude. A lot of unsupportiveness.
Yeah. But I also think that's what...
No, like, cushions here, brother.
And I think that's what...
Straight barbed wire.
But I think that kind of helps me.
No, definitely. Dude, we're stronger for it, definitely.
Because, like, now I can kind of tell when I'm having, like, a minor anxiety attack, and I just, I know, like, how to run through it in a major one. Like, I know the difference between them.
Did I even tell you about, you remember 4th of July?
Recently?
Yeah, that, and Antoine's. Yes. Yeah, I definitely know that. Dude, you remember, like, I was being quiet as fuck?
Yeah.
Dude, like, when we first showed up, dude, me and Sean, for, like, the first 20 minutes, we got high as fuck before we got there, and it was cool. I got, like, 2 beers deep, and I was solid, dude. And then, like, out of nowhere, bro, I had, like, a fucking fat anxiety attack.
Really? No, dude, you didn't tell me this.
Dude, right arm went numb. But I just kept, it didn't really go numb, but, like, I could start to, like, it was just weird. It was like it was going numb, but I could still grab things. So that's why I was so quiet. I was just holding my beer, and I was drinking, and I was like, dude... I can just drink this.
All right, maybe this is my anxiety mind already thinking.
I held it in really good, though.
But I feel like you're not too far off. But that's why I say maybe this is my anxiety mind thinking. Because as soon as you say that, I'm like, I'm thinking, right?
Yeah.
Like, in my mind, right, we're... All right, so the thing that goes against it, right? The thing I can think of is, like, what is it about your right side going numb? Was that the stroke?
Yeah.
Your right side going numb? Yeah. But the way I... All right, so yes...
But that's what anxiety attack does to you. It's
you
like
think the worst.
But it's almost like a premature version of that.
So the way I think, right, is
like a simulation.
The way I think, right, for the positive is like we're both young, so the chances of us not having a stroke is very slim.
Oh, but
my anxiety mind kicks in.
Yeah, we're so young. We're like, why is this happening? What if I do have a stroke? What if I'm the youngest person to ever have a stroke? Yeah, dude.
But then also I think like this too. Like I'm like, I'm 21, but also I eat and drink like shit. I'm overweight, so maybe these factors weigh against me.
And
so
see, dude, most of the time I'm really chill and I can be confident, but dude. One real serious thing, if I feel there's a problem, I will fucking get so paranoid in the quickest second, dude.
It's weird. But you're one of those people who have... I would say you don't have anxiety or anything like that.
I do.
I think you just have... I think you
no,
have
I
moments.
I definitely do.
I think you have moments. And
I'm really good at hiding it, but I definitely do.
I don't think I've ever had anxiety since I met Shiloh.
I definitely have social anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
That I would
different
say.
Yeah, with, definitely.
I've seen that.
But
you guys are like, that's why like I keep things small for the most part. But like, unless
I feel
it's
like,
kind of
works in your favor too. At times, that
definitely
works in your favor.
But like, you know, like if it's a big bunch of people I don't know, I can't really fuck with it too much. Like, but I will try. Like, you know, I'll try to mingle and meet people, and if it goes good, it goes good. But if it doesn't, I'm like,
I always say any form of anxiety is both a blessing and a curse, but mainly a curse.
I definitely have had at least low-key anxiety attacks. And it's definitely gotten worse throughout the year.
Have you, ever had over some shit that was, like, dumb as fuck?
All the time.
And, like, you get more paranoid because you're, because you're dumb as fuck?
I've had to, like, dude, I do this thing sometimes. Like, I'm not even, like, I'm totally doxing myself here. But, like, sometimes when I, dude, I'm not gonna lie. Because, you know, like, I in my family, there's, like, a little anger problem. You know, I've had that shit for years. Especially in video games. Video games is where it peaks.
There's been some holes in
some walls. I'm getting better at it, dude. But, like, where I get rid of it, man, is, like, the craziest thing is most people think, like, that everybody needs to talk to people about things to get over them. For me, dude, like, and I don't really hold them down or swallow them. I talk to myself about things. And I do this thing, man, I'm not even going to lie, where, like, I kind of hug myself, but it's like I'm not going to do it. Because it's kind of embarrassing. But it's like a weird thing. You know what I mean?
It's like self, like, low.
But it's like a thing I do. I kind of hold, like, my fucking cheeks and my arms, like, between, like, my knees and shit. But it feels like a hug. Like a deep-ass fucking hug.
Well, it's reassurance, too.
But I just, like, think about it, dude. And, like, and I haven't had to do it in a long time. But it's when I get to, like, my deepest peaking thoughts. You know what I mean? And I just fucking can, like, compress that shit. And then it kind of clears my mind a bit. And I can just, like,
it's funny that you say that. I have, because, you know, I've always had.
But there's, like, things like that you gotta do, right?
There's little tics you have. And I feel like that's why, like, as you get older, you kind of, like, learn your tics and what helps you and what doesn't.
Yeah.
But, I've always, you know, I've always had anxiety, whether it be minor or major. And I've kind of, like, differentiated it, like, in levels. Like, I kind of, like, know now when I get it, like, how severe it is.
Yeah, there's steps.
Yeah, sure. And I have my little things.
And you gotta learn the things you gotta do to comfort yourself.
Exactly. And then, like, something I get, because sometimes I get, for me, I consider it a minor anxiety, or maybe mid, but I mainly consider it minor. It's like, sometimes when I get a hangover, I'll get it, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but showers for the most part, no matter what of anxiety level I have, showers always help, because it kind of just takes me out of my realm. Mm-hmm. But aside from that,
definitely.
Like, one thing that I have that I do a lot that Desiree notices, but she doesn't notice why I do it, is I sigh a lot. So, like, me and Desiree, like, so say, like, it's a day of hangover, so, like, say, let's... Say, like,
I take deep breath. Like, I huff a lot.
I'm like, no, I do that all the time. I'm just a feet rubber. I'm a feet rubber. But, like, let's say it's Sunday, right? And then, like, Saturday night, we were raging. And so, Sunday, we're both feeling like shit, like, we're gonna die, but we got work the next day, so we gotta get our shit together. So, like, that next day, right, we'll do whatever we can, and then, like, there'll be moments, like, we're watching, like, TV, and I'll go...
I do that shit a lot.
And Desiree would be like,
I do that shit a lot.
I'd be like, what the fuck's your problem? Because I'm like laying on his chest. I'm like, my head's too heavy. Because she'll
lay like, you know, like when they're on the side of you and the head's like right here on your chest and arms over them.
I don't know why. It's always as soon as I put my head back down, he's like, and I'm like, all right, fine. I roll over.
I'm like, it's not you. I'm like, it's just, and then like sometimes I'll do it like a lot. So sometimes I'll do it like, 3 times in, like, 10 minutes, and Derek's like, all right, what the fuck's wrong with you? And I'm like, nothing. I'm just, like, I'm feeling like shit. I'm just taking deep breaths. Like, you know, whatever. And that's, like, one of my coping mechanisms, too, is just deep breaths. But I've looked online, too. Like, deep breaths do help. Like, that's your body's natural way of, like,
I've learned that a lot. I actually do that a lot, actually.
It's just...
A lot.
There's this girl on my work.
Because I get stressed out, dude. Oh, especially right now, dude, at work. Just with the way things are with this company right now. And just on top of everything else that's going on and what I'm trying to deal with. You know, I'm trying to buy the house.
Which is good. No, you have...
We got the water. We got the water and the fucking PG&E and the names.
The only thing is just making your own and figuring out what you want to keep and what you don't.
Yeah, dude.
I would say definitely keep those goddamn...
It's the riffraff that
definitely
comes
keep those beer tabs up there. Yeah. Ooh, that IPA Lagunitas.
He's got a lot of antiques.
That IPA Lagunitas and that Sierra Nevada Torpedoes. Watch out for those, because I like those.
I think the only thing I'll clean... Well, then again, that's part of your stuff. I'll just move all that.
Oh, would you like anything of his? Like, if I find something that I think you'd like?
Not off the top of my head. I mean,
If I find something that you think you'd like,
send me a picture of it, and I'll let you know.
Nah, I'll just get
it. I don't like that statue.
What statue? Oh, the little dude.
It's yours.
Little
no, no.
It's yours. I don't like it. Like, it's yours. You're checking that out.
I'm pretty sure if you guys watch Insidious,
yo,
they're all sitting in that kitchen and shit.
Chill, dude.
And then it goes right back to the husband, that guy with the
red, you know what bothers, the red dude. The you know what bothers dude. Me? The Insidious stuff isn't like chronological to the real to the nun and all that, and Annabelle and
yeah,
Conjuring.
Well, and Insidious, I think that's why dude, I low-key like
dude,
it,
the first,
like, they're their own thing.
I've dude, all right. In seventh grade, I ditched school one day, right? And I got like a block ahead of the school, and this kid Angel had ditched too, but he went like the back way. But he was walking down the street, and he's all Sky, and I'm like, oh, what's up, dude? I was like, what's up, man? He's all, dude, you're in my science class. I was like, yeah, man, I know you. I didn't fucking know. So my name's Angel. And we just chilled and shit, man. But, dude, after that, we ditched, like, all the fucking time. But, like...
And I want to make this known, also, he's not bullshitting, because this motherfucker in middle school,
for whatever reason... No, from sixth...
Once he figured out you could just hop a fence... He hopped a fucking fence.
No, dude, I fucking perfected
this
ways.
This guy, right here.
I perfected ways of how to beat Torrency. I was the... Ferris Bueller could take lessons from me. That's
a middle school. Because in high school, you still did it, but you didn't do it as much.
No,
remember,
I was
in middle
chiller.
School, but middle school is okay to do it in, because at least in middle school, you don't got to worry about credits. But let me tell you, this motherfucker right here.
Oh yeah, I was
in middle school.
But
was
dude,
a ditcher.
The very next day, right? I had like $40. My mom gave me $40 for whatever the fuck reason. I can't remember. I didn't deserve it. Tell you that.
I didn't deserve it.
But dude, it was lunchtime. We both grabbed like two extra lunches, and I looked at him, dude, and I was like, "Let's fucking dip." We walked right out the fucking gate. We walked right out the gate because security was in the cafeteria. Nobody was paying attention. We walked right out, dude. And I was like, let's go to the fucking theater, bro. And we got there, and Insidious was right there. And it was fucking PG-13. So I was like,
let's watch this fucking movie, bro.
We're good, bro.
Let's watch this fucking movie,
dude,
bro.
Dude, we went in there, dude. We ate the fucking...
Dude, that's
we
the
ate
shit,
the fucking lunch
dude.
Meals, dude.
That's the shit, dude.
Ate the lunch meals, bro. Fucking watched the movie. Dude. I was fucking terrified.
Dude, those are...
By the time we got out of the theater, dude, it was dark. He lived like four blocks behind me, so he said bye, and I had like another 10 minutes to walk home.
Yeah.
It's dark, dude, and I was like fucking just turned 13, and I was a little pussy, dude. I was so fucking scared. That red demon... Oh my god, dude!
That's what that.
I didn't fucking sleep that night. Dude. I didn't, dude. I kept the light on in the room. I told Seth, I was like, "You should just go sleep with mom. You're not gonna sleep in here." Like, dude, I kept the light on. I watched Family Guy. I played Halo. I just tried to stay awake. I was like, "I'm not gonna sleep. He's gonna fucking get me."
See, that's how I was for the first Paranormal Activity movie. I was, like, probably, like, what, 8? I don't know. We're all around, like...
Oh, years. Yeah, the first one?
Yes.
Dude, yes.
When,
I saw it with my mom for a week.
The fucking end?
Yep.
Dude.
When the dude went down the stairs and you could hear him die?
Dude. Yeah, no, man.
Shell's taking a piss out front.
I'm taking a leak, yeah, for sure.
But, no, I was watching with, like, okay, I was, like, at my cousin's house. And it's, like, her mom, my mom, you know, the whole family, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, dude, that end scared the shit out of me where she pops up to the camera. She's like,
dude.
Ah! You know, whatever.
Dude, it fucked me up because I liked the dude. The dude was cool.
Yes.
And then when he walked down the stairs and you heard her go, ah, and you heard him like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then you just see her come up with blood. I was like, oh
yes.
My fucking god.
And I felt so bad.
No, because at that, like, the way they made at that point, like, people, like, this was like real early on before like crazy internet shit. You know, this was not the internet that we had, that we have nowadays.
Yeah, no.
So, like, it was almost like everybody thought that shit was real.
Yeah.
Like, dude, there was a certain point to where, like, they had to clarify that it wasn't real. You know
yeah.
What I mean? Like, at first, people were like, this actually happened.
Yes, yes. I felt bad because that night...
Do you remember that, dude?
What?
With the first paranormal activity, like, they had to clarify that it wasn't real.
Well, because for, like,
for
the longest,
while,
people thought it was real.
Like, dude, this is fucking... What the fuck? Like...
And you know what kind of, like, also fed into it, too, was the fucking fact of also that, internet wasn't as popular as it was when that movie came out. Internet wasn't as strong as it was today, like Google and shit.
I was
shit.
Just saying that.
So
yeah,
you couldn't Google like the actors' names, or you couldn't like Google
yeah.
Like is this fake or is this real?
Dude, this was like what, in 2007? Probably.
Let me look it up just to be sure.
Because I had a bit.
No,
like,
it was like 9, 10.
Let me look it up.
10 or 11.
It was definitely, like, in the early... Like,
10 or 11.
I felt... Dude, I know. I just know I was a kid, and I felt bad because I told my cousin. I was like, dude, we're going to watch this shit, and I'm going to stay the night. Oh, no, it
fucked me up.
I went home. I was like, slept in
my
mom.
Dude, I was 13. I slept in my mom's room for a week.
2007.
What?
So this was before...
Damn. I knew I was... Think about it. Bro, I was young.
Think about it. Nailed it. Think about it. Obama became president in 2008. This was before Obama.
Damn,
this was like when the iPhone this was like when the iPhone 2 or 3 was out, dude.
Crazy,
you know, dude. The fat ass
so
iPhone.
So when I watched it, it wasn't even brand new.
When did you watch it?
I watched it when I was like, dude, if it was all right, so when
2007, all right, we were so like
check
10.
It out. We were right, at
nine.
We
like
were
nine.
At
it was like nine.
No, yeah. We were at with Sean when Obama got in the thing. I was in Miss Borders.
Remember? I was below Miss Borders. I was in Mr. Bush.
Yeah.
Mr. Bush. You remember him? He was a cool ass.
I never got to meet him.
You know what's funny? You know what's craziest? Mr. Bush used to serve in the war.
But I was in Miss Borders.
Loved him. He was crazy old.
So, I was in with Sean. So, I was in sixth grade. So, I was 2 grades up. So, I was 2 years behind. So, I watched it in 2009.
I watched it when, like... You were able to buy it on DVD.
It's saying on here on the phone that the limit is 60 minutes. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I thought on phones it was whatever, but then on, like, the laptop it was, like, 30 minutes
No,
only.
See, that's the thing, too. I haven't figured that out. I haven't understood why on the laptop it's 30 minutes, but on the phone, for some reason, it's an hour.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, because
we still got five minutes.
We still got a solid 5 minutes.
We got about four.
Oh, you were going to say something. School-wise,
I'm gonna take a quick pee. I'll be back before it ends.
Because he was saying he was in Miss.
Oh no, I was just saying like I knew I was young, because I don't know. I think we either. I don't even think Redbox was out yet.
Oh no.
So
no. Let me look up when Redbox was out. Fuck. But yeah, go ahead.
But no, I was just saying that like. It was, like, when you were able to first, like, rent it or, like, buy it from, like, Blockbusters or something. Because I knew we weren't able to, like, to buy the DVD. I don't know. But, like, I knew that's how young I was. I was, like,
because... To buy? Because Redbox... It says Redbox started in 2002, but who knows when it actually became a thing.
Well, you know, like, to, like, rent the movie or something. Because we watched it at my Thea's house, and, like, it was all of us. And I told my cousin, I told her, I was, like, before we even watched the movie, I was, like, dude... I'm going to stay the night. We're going to be cool. We're going to be scared together. After that movie, I was like, fuck that. I'm going with my mom. You on your own. And the only reason why I told her that is because, dude, her house was haunted. And I was like,
it was either,
I'm not sleeping in that.
It was definitely either Redbox or Hollywood Video. Because I just looked it up. Because Redbox started in 2002, which is really younger than I thought. I mean, I'm guessing Redbox started in 2002, but it didn't probably blow up till way later. Maybe that's when they started, like, the thought process of it. And maybe Google's wrong there. Because I don't remember Redbox being around in 2002.
Mm.
At all.
Yeah.
But, and it said, fucking Hollywood Video didn't close down to 2010. And I remember Redbox and Netflix were both the reasons why Hollywood Video ended. So I don't think that's completely right with Google. 2010 with Hollywood Video ending definitely sounds about right, though.
Yeah, I gotta ask. You guys think Antoine's gonna be mad about this?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
He's going to show up at like at 3 or something tomorrow. We're going to get another episode in. But I don't have the heart to post it yet. I'm going to post it tomorrow, like as soon as he shows up, so he doesn't see it.
Well, I mean, it's in the podcast, so.
Yeah.
No,
unless
it's
official. Unless he listens to this far.
It's official.
I mean.
I'll post it on the cast tonight and on the Instagram. I'll just pick to hide him from the story.
I'm kind of glad we I'm kind of glad we did it, though, because.
Yeah.
We needed to.
A lot of great stuff talk.
This was probably
it was good stuff.
One of the best podcasts because there was so many. There was sleep paralysis. There
was definitely the deepest.
We got into the. We mentioned the Sean and then your father's death.
It's been the rawest.
Yeah.
It's been a. It's a good comeback for sure.
Okay. Yeah, it definitely has. This was.
I got a lot of ash in my drink.
Don't drink.
Oh. A lot, and drinks it. And for y'all that don't know, he drinks it. He drank it.
I fucking slammed it, dude. It's just minerals.
I mean. Fuck, whatever we got else in our body, it doesn't really matter. Should we...
Plug it, dude. Plug it up.
Close this motherfucker out?
Plug it.
All right. This has been the Just Trash Podcast. Yep. You can see us on Instagram at
Just Trash. This is episode 10.
Is it Just Trash Podcast?
This is episode 10.
Episode 10. Ooh, isn't that fun? Let me make sure that this is just...
The Just Trash Cast.
Just Trash Cast, not Just Trash Podcast.
No caps.
Just Trash, double T, so it's J-U-S-T. T-R-A-S-H cast.
We got my girlfriend on here for the first time.
Desiree. Yes.
Yep.
So that was cool.
Good being on.
Definitely fun. Check out her Instagram or Facebook if you want. Desiree Bono, D-E-S-I-R-E.
She follows the cast, dude. Just check out the followers.
Right? Yeah.
And then me, and I blogged.
And then on Instagram, for me, it's at Ill Mind of Shiloh. And then for Facebook, it's Shiloh Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y-S-H-Y-L-O-W. And then for Sky.
You already know what it is. We ain't even got to say it.
Yeah. And then run up his music video, too, because he has a new video out.
Yep. Almost to 900, bitches. All right, we love you.
Later.
Bye.
Love you. Everybody say it.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.